Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Lala Kent and John Hill join the show. We talk about sperm donors, trust issues, and private schools.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. You just walked in.
Yeah.
Were you coming from the news with John Hill?
Coming from Andy Cohen Live.
Got it.
I didn't have the chance to pee. I'm like,
do you want to go right now real quick?
Just go while
I like to hold it, actually.
Okay. We'll have a break in like 18 minutes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lala is pregnant.
Thank you.
We figured out, it took some chump math to figure it out, but you said I'm not good at math. It's 16 weeks.
And yeah, so what is that, 4 months?
God. Yes, yes.
Don't owe God me, Shane. That's why I'm on reality television. There weren't many options.
4 months pregnant. So the baby's due when?
The baby's due in September.
Okay.
9 plus 4.
And you Virgo? Just answered my question, I think, right before we went live, because you have a really nice townhouse that you live in, but I'm like, wait a minute, she's going to outgrow this townhouse.
Yeah.
Are you moving?
I purchased a home.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Did you already move in?
I moved in. Yeah.
When
I need
did you
some
move
help
in?
With like my primary bedroom. I'm not great at figuring out primary bedroom spaces.
Okay.
I moved in a little over a month ago, I want to say.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where? In Sherman Oaks?
It's in Sherman Oaks.
Okay. How come that hasn't been, has that been reported yet?
I didn't really make it a big to-do.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to keep, you know, I have my daughter there. I have a new baby coming to the house. I was like, does this really need to be spoken about? Not really.
Yeah. But usually people will grab it and they'll find out about it or the public records or whatever. But
yeah. Well, I worked really hard to make sure that it was in a blind trust.
Yes.
And then this like dumb bitch who's a real estate agent in L.A., did all this behind the scenes work and posted some TikTok basically showing the house where it is. So I wasn't thrilled about that.
Yeah.
And then we had a little bit of paparazzi action at my daughter's birthday, which I didn't love that either. I think some of my cast members love that. Mm. I don't really enjoy that. You would think I would enjoy it because I'm like, look at me. I'm, you know, reality TV. Let me shove myself down your throat. When I'm at home, like, please go the fuck away.
Well, you're also a
Can
single woman.
Can we say
woman.
The F word on this show?
Yes.
I can't remember.
You're also
okay.
A single woman with a 3-year-old.
Right.
And a baby on the way. You want to protect. You want your privacy. I mean, is it gated, the house?
Yes.
Good. It's secure. You got the cameras. You got the alarm. You got all of that.
Oh, we're like, yes. And
okay.
I pay for armed security to, you know, make passes by the house mm-hmm. pretty frequently.
Okay. And this, I've done that before.
Yeah.
And just so you know, it's a squeaky wheel with those people.
Wait,
so
why? Why?
I'll explain. So when I paid for it, they're supposed to drive by like a certain many times a day. They're supposed to sit there in front of the house. You know, at night, they'll take like a flood, like a little light, and they'll go around the whole yard, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, what'll happen is if you don't pay attention,
then
all of a sudden, the 4 trips turn into 3.
Mm. Okay.
The 3 trips turn into 2.
I'm going to get donuts.
And then the 15-minute visit turns into 3 seconds, where they just stop by and they take off. So I would constantly call them. So by doing that, then they would stick to the routine.
Okay, that's good. Well, I have my mother, who's like... what is it, Mrs. Kravitz? She's looking at the Ring camera. She's like, they only passed by 12 times today. You know? So I love the area. I'm very happy to expand my family in this home.
Do you know your neighbors?
I love my neighbors.
Really?
I love my fucking neighbors. Yes, I'm obsessed with them. I attended the first neighborhood watch meeting. My neighbor to the right of me, she and I nursed baby squirrels back to health that fell out of our communal tree. Oh. We're very thick, all of us already.
Wow, in 1 month.
This was like day of.
Do any of my neighbors talk to me?
Well, they don't like you.
You're not feeding baby squirrels to
They're
your
a
neighbors?
Loud.
I'm not loud.
Their pool equipment's loud.
But no. Also, aren't you in kind of a bougie part of town? Like Sherman Oaks, we're in the valley, honey. We're getting real down and dirty still.
Well, I think they're still mad at me because when the neighbor, there was a home invasion across the street and I made it about me and gave an interview. how I was traumatized. That this poor woman was like tied up, pistol whipped, robbed. Oh. And I made it about me. So that's they're still holding a grudge.
Can I tell you what I love about you? You have the highest level of self-awareness and still say, fuck it. It is about me.
Yes.
Like the fact that you can say they're upset at me because I made it about me because it is kind of about me. I was
did
traumatized.
Make it about me.
I really adore that quality in you.
And yeah. I didn't mean to. Did I mean? Yes, I did.
Yes. Yes, of course I did.
Yes.
You don't
Who was the interview with? KTLA?
I don't know who I interviewed with, but then all the pictures, too, were of me in my house, not her in her house.
Did you post them on socials?
No.
Just
I don't
a quick story
about him.
I don't know. All right. So how'd you get knocked up here?
But with a
donor.
One
night stand?
No. I mean, it seemed kind of that way. It was just IUI.
That's IUI.
Interuterine insemination or something like that. It's where they take a little tubey with the sperm and put it in.
No penis.
Oh, that's
no
a,
penis. Hmm. No.
That's a lot cheaper than that whole in vitro process.
So much cheaper. I was fortunate enough to be able to just do the IUI. I mean, I was saying if this doesn't work after however many times, because, you know, I only had like maybe 7-8 vials of donor sperm.
Was it all the same?
All the same donor.
Can I ask? I'm just curious. 7 vials. Like that would.
How much is a
what
vial?
Do you think, John? Is that a couple?
Not enough. Not enough for me.
But no, that's a lot. That's a lot of. That's a lot of sperm.
Yeah, it's a lot of
it
sperm.
Is a lot of sperm.
How
but
big is
each
a vial?
Try like that.
Oh.
Each try is a vial. So there are people who have been trying to get pregnant for many years, and 7 vials is like. Nothing, yeah. Right?
Oh, okay.
So I don't have unlimited sperm like you would if you had a husband where it's like every single month that you're ovulating, like he's shooting, right?
Did the doctor inject it or did you?
No, the doctor.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I had a fantastic fertility specialist.
Who?
His name's Dr. Ringler and he's 5-star and I just loved everything about him. He came very highly recommended to me. Everybody who has gone to him. And again, I was treated like I had fertility issues because my OB was like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, I would rather have someone who's like pro at this type of.
Yes.
You know?
Specializes.
Yeah. But it was great. He was like, this is like a meet and greet because it was a one and done.
And it worked.
I only went in one time.
And you got pregnant.
And I got pregnant.
Now, how did you find, how did you decide on the donor?
I narrowed it down. You're very sexy, so I would gladly have your baby.
You're welcome.
But you need to disappear after, which I don't think would be hard to make you do.
I don't think you want to be a dad, do you?
No, but I would like to be a donor.
Excellent.
See, for me,
so in 10 years, I could be. You know, you could be like, oh, hey, come see your kid. I'd be like, great job. I'm leaving.
Yes, you're the perfect donor.
I don't want to be involved, but I'd like to see it. See if it's cute, and if it's not cute.
Yeah,
problem.
He would have been. And by the way, he has amazing musical talent.
Oh,
he would have been good. And you're smart. And he's good looking.
Yeah,
you would have been a great sperm donor
you're
for Lala.
Whole package.
Yeah.
Yeah. I narrowed it down to 4, and then you guys will see this season how I kind of made this experience personal to me by adding some love to it because it can become very cold if you allow it to.
Yes.
And I'm excited for you guys to see that on VPR.
Have you met the donor? Do you know him?
No. donor I know nothing
they
about.
They keep it anonymous, don't they?
But you know the stats, right? You know,
you know
where they went to college or something.
You know what level of education they have. You know all of their medical history.
That's concerning.
the genetic
health history.
Yes, the genetic panel that these donors have to go through, and then what I had to go in and make sure we weren't, you know, the same in certain areas. It was a lot.
Now, I got concerned because I read an article where you said that looks was not a priority for you when choosing a donor. What were you thinking?
I mean, my daughter is beautiful, and look at that donor. You know,
you're hot. You're hot enough that it doesn't matter what the dad
looks
like. Yeah, trump
the others.
I feel like
your genes are so strong.
Powerful, powerful hot genes.
No, I don't want to say like I didn't care at all, but it wasn't like that's the number one thing. What does he look like?
Yeah, we when Gage and I were doing it, we had narrowed it down to somebody who was obviously gorgeous, but then I didn't. I thought she was. We did a Zoom. No, we did a FaceTime, and I didn't like how messy her apartment was. I could see it in the background, and I'm like, you could at least clean up before you're doing a FaceTime.
Right.
So then I was getting a lazy vibe from her, and then I was thinking that she was also not as smart as she could have been. We ended up not, we still went with her anyway, but we did not, but she didn't produce any eggs. So we ended up going with somebody else, and I was fortunate enough that it ended up, it was a friend of a friend.
Okay.
And so we knew a lot about her as a result.
Good.
So it really became much more personal. And then we were able to meet her after the fact.
Okay. I would like to talk to you about that process. Like the finding a surrogate and an egg donor. And then it's got to be somewhat of the same type of profiling, don't you think?
Yeah. And I told you, I was a little insulted that you didn't ask for my sperm.
Yeah, I didn't know that your sperm was up for grabs. I asked my case.
ask around the block.
Have you been to WeHo?
Well, then he said, Jeff goes, I would have loved to co-parent with you. And I'm like, and that's where you lose me.
I would want to co-parent. And,
I know.
But I do. But what did I say? I said, I would love your mom to be grandma. Because I love your mom. I love your mom. She'd be the perfect grandma.
Next round, here we go.
Okay.
According to the internet, the ideal age to donate sperm is 18 to 40.
Okay, so I made it.
Wow, that's a pretty hefty gap.
Right there. It's just a few years. What? Why are you shaking your head?
Just a few years.
Okay. No, I've been watching Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I have questions for you. First of all, that scene, okay, so in episode 7, which I watched last night, I watched episode 7 last night, and or was it 6, where you were on the boat in Tahoe?
That's what I watched last night.
Oh, okay. I think you're a couple behind.
Yeah. No, that was 6. So 6, you got, because I watched 7 last night.
Okay.
So 6, you were on the boat in Tahoe.
Right.
Now, Sandoval, I don't know why he triggers me. But he does.
I think he triggers most people now.
All of America.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just from my own personal experience with men. But I don't, what bothers me is that in one scene, he will be open, honest, accountable, remorseful. But then in the next scene, he plays victim. Like what this did to me.
Right.
And then he also, I find that he goes back on his apologies. So, and he always, he's very quick to point out, which bothers me, like with you and the, I mean, look, I think you went off on him and I think you were justified because here you are trying to have a conversation in the present. And now he starts saying, well, 7 years ago, Lala, or 6 years ago, you did this. And it's like, dude, we're not talking about that. And you, and by the way, we've all lived it. Like we went through your story. Your like awakening, what you've learned, your apologies, like the whole thing. But it's interesting how he tries to distract with other people's issues. And he did it with James.
Yeah.
And he did it with Sheena.
Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what triggers me because I feel like, again, my own personal experience.
Right.
Where someone will apologize in the moment. And now I realize like that was just so we could move on and bury this. But then months later, they go back on their apology.
Right.
And they start blaming me again. Like, wait a minute. I thought we already discussed all this. I thought you apologized for this. I thought you owned this. And so that's why I personally get triggered by Sandoval.
Yeah, I think all of that combined with, because he was kind of a fan favorite for a really long time. He was like the guy in the group that had a steady relationship. He seemed to be like he kind of had it figured out. And again, from my own personal experience, I would love to look at him and say, this is running parallel with narcissism. Mm-hmm. Right? Again, though, I'm not a doctor. I'm only going off of my personal experience. Or we could say this is someone who's done this so many times that he's going to have to break a pattern that's kind of hard to break when you're in your 40s, when you've been doing it for so long. And I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's really hard to, when you've had experiences and you're like, this is very parallel.
Yeah.
How can I ignore this? And then I lost my mind.
I mean, I'm sure you've dealt with people like this, John, where it's like they caused all this, yet they're the fucking victim.
Yeah, all the time.
How are you the victim?
I like what you said to him, though. You were like about personal growth and you're all trying to change and you're like, I'm owning what I did and I'm trying to evolve. And like, we want that for you as well. We want that for, we're trying for everyone to evolve. But like, are we supposed to feel sorry for you now or not? Which is it?
He just keeps flip-flopping. He keeps flip-flopping and that makes me think he's not getting it. He's not getting it. He doesn't really understand what he did. Because in the next scene, he'll start blaming other people.
Well, it's intoxicating to be the victim. You get attention. You get sympathy. So it's probably hard for those people to leave that state if you're, you know, getting all the attention and everyone's like, oh, feeling bad for you. Or like, even if you're the enemy, like just the attention might be kind of intoxicating.
I think that's spot on. But also, you know, I can imagine that watching it, you're going, I can't be the first person to put his dick where it doesn't belong. Like, really? This is wild. But the problem is it was the perfect storm. This came out and we had an entire season to watch of you fucking hustling us, knowing that, you know, it was like, wow, this is really like we get to tune in and catch on to all of these little things when we really know the outcome. I don't think it would have been like this had the season been wrapped and we were kind of off air for a moment. This came out. It wouldn't have been the way that it is. So I think he's also thinking like, why is this such a big deal when people cheat all the time?
Right.
I do understand that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's not just cheating, though.
Lying.
But that's what he's not understanding.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the ultimate betrayal. I mean, cheating is bad enough, but then with her best friend, one of her best friends that's next level.
And can I tell you what else, though? If it was with the best friend and they both were, you know, he wasn't sleeping with Ariana or talking about, you know, bettering their relationship and the best friend wasn't leaning in closer.
Right.
Had they both started like pulling away a little bit, but it's like you literally looked people in the eye. Yeah. It was wild. So what are people going to think? You're an insane person.
Right.
And a little scary.
Now, I want to ask you about Ariana because I really try to put myself in her place, right?
Right.
In her position. And I'm trying to empathize and sympathize. Now, obviously, she's angry. She's coming off angry. She's coming off a bit arrogant. This is just me as a viewer.
Yeah.
But I like Ariana personally.
Yeah.
And I'm now, so that's why I asked you today, because I'm like, wait a minute. We all think that this is a year later, because Scandoval was March of 2023.
Right.
Right? So we all in our minds think this is a year later and that Ariana should be in a better place maybe, right? But you were filming 4 months after Scandoval.
I think it's really important for people to know that she did not have much time to process before we went in to filming.
And that's what I'm trying to, that's right. I want people to understand. This is only four, this is fresh.
It's continuation of where you
left
off.
Of course she's
season.
Angry. Mm-hmm. Of course she's hurt. I mean,
right.
And you really don't, when you go through that kind of trauma, like you really, I mean, it takes a while to get through that. And I just feel, and I'm curious with you, because you obviously were betrayed. And, you know, how long did it take you to really feel normal again after all of that happened?
I mean, it's different and yet the same, if that makes sense. There are certain things about my situation where, you know, I'm not able to talk about them. There's a reason why I've been in a custody situation. But if we're just going to talk about the cheating betrayal, I mean, it has taken me a really long time. It's still really hard for me to go out and trust men. I had the luxury of my person not being on a show as a main cast member with me.
Yes.
Had my ex been a main cast member on the show, you know, I would have had to have really tough conversations, and maybe I would have lost my mind. Maybe I don't know how to shut up. So if you put someone in front of me who's done me very dirty, I'm going off. And maybe that purge would have been good for me. But the way that mine ended and how it's been, it took me a very long time to find closure and heal. I still don't have the closure, the healing part. I feel like we're doing really well.
Considering that it just happened 4 months prior.
Yeah.
She's handling it pretty well, yeah. I think, considerably.
I mean, would say so, too.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I was talking about this yesterday in some of her confessionals where she's like, look, I can't tell people, even though she is, I can't tell people who to hang out with or who not to hang out with. But, you know, but I don't feel safe with someone. I mean, you went through this, too, with Randall. I remember you got very upset. When was it Schwartz or somebody was playing tennis with Randall?
Right.
And it was very fresh.
Right. But I also wasn't living under the same roof as him.
Mm.
You know, I think that's
crazy,
where she's maybe losing a couple people in the group is you're talking about how unsafe you feel, yet you live in the same home as him.
Right.
That's where, and that's also what was kind of losing me all season. We're talking about, you know, this devastated me, but you met a new guy 10 days later. So I wanted her to kind of explain how all of these things can be true at once. And I was looked at as like kind of an idiot. Like, how could you not even understand this? I mean, you felt unsafe with your ex. And I'm like, so unsafe that I like basically moved in the middle of the night and like paid cash for an Airbnb because I didn't want a paper trail left. Like, yeah. I was legitimately in fear. So you're using all the same words that I'm using. And I can fucking relate to that. It's the other things that I need you to explain a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe she should have taken a break this season or no?
Yes. And I think you guys are going to see as the season goes on. The season's very different. It's a little bit deeper than, you know, we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
The finale was very intense. And, yeah, I think it would have been good for her to take a break.
Here's the thing. If you know, it's a tough choice to make, right? Because the show has never been more popular after last season. She's obviously had a lot of great opportunities career-wise.
Yes.
And, you know, you kind of want to go back and you want to enjoy the rewards of the success.
Right.
But then on the other hand, she's got to film with her ex.
Yes.
So if you do elect to go ahead and film with your ex and come back, then you've got to commit.
Yeah. And you also have to take, we're an ensemble cast. You have to take everyone else into consideration as well.
What do you think, John?
Yeah. I mean, I love the show. But it's like, if it wasn't on TV, would you all be getting together to hash this out? Like, I would have not wanted to engage with the people. If I were Ariana, I wouldn't want to engage with them at all. And I certainly wouldn't live with the person, but I'm also not on a TV show, so I don't know what I would do. And I also think in the reality space, you have to, if you want your story told, you have to let it be documented. So to go away, you'd have to go back at some point and fill in all these gaps. So like, she probably should have taken some time, but also like, if she feels supported, it was probably great to stay on the show, you know, with, you know, going to therapy and having good friends, because then people miss out on your story if you just vanish. You can't really take a break.
And sometimes in these shows, if you take a break, you don't come back.
Right.
That's very true.
Well, yeah.
But it's you know, she's obviously not totally participating, right? Because if Scandoval's there, she doesn't show. But see, you've committed to a show. You've committed to filming the show. So I don't know.
She probably doesn't want to seem bitter and resentful, too, because after a
while.
But
when she's not with him. And I understand it.
Yeah.
It's only been 4 months. Yeah. She's entitled to be bitter and angry and, you know, resentful and hurt. She's entitled.
Right.
But I told you that. Well, maybe I didn't tell you this, Lala. Maybe I was just thinking about it. When Jenny and I, my previous assistant and ex-best friend and all that, we were doing two television shows at the same time. We were doing Interior Therapy. We were also doing Flipping Out. And she ended up secretly working, writing a book a tell-all book about me.
Oh my God!
And we ended up hiring an attorney, and it was a really, I mean, we figured it all out, but it was not a great time. But I had a choice, right? So I'm either gonna walk away from this, including both television shows, or we're gonna figure this out. And we both figured it out. But I have to say, if we didn't have the two television shows, yeah. I have a feeling we both, that friendship would have ended.
Yeah.
At that, it ended anyway, but it ended at that time.
Right.
But we both made the choice, if we're going to continue to do these shows, then we've got to figure this out.
Right. No, I know.
And we did.
And you did. And we're all very proud of you. And then you didn't.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
I wanted to ask you yesterday, no, we were never going to mention the name, but you and Sheena toured the school.
Yes.
That I told you where you should put Ocean in preschool.
It is so competitive. Can I just tell you? Know. We freaking show up and these parents, the woman, your friend,
mm-hmm.
says, how old is everyone's kid? And we go down the line and some people are like, almost a year, 13 months. They're trying to get their kid in at uh-huh. the age of two. They get to me. I'm like, three.
We waited too late too.
I'm a little concerned.
You're late.
That's too late.
It's okay. Yeah. I think you're going to be okay. But it is a little late. We were late too.
Okay.
I will say we went to another preschool before this one.
Okay.
It wasn't for us.
Okay.
Even the parents, it wasn't the right fit.
Yeah.
Like, even being there, I'm like, right. I don't gel with these people, except for one mom who brought a traveler and was drinking in the parking lot. I loved her.
Yeah, she's fun.
But the other ones, it was pretty intense and pretty competitive. But we found this school, and I'm telling you, Monroe was so happy. She was so happy.
I feel like Ocean will thrive there.
Yes.
So what I do is, like, I'll tour the schools, and then the other parent, Ocean's other parent, I'll say, like, here's what I'm looking at, and then I'm sure he'll be fine with this school. It really was great. I think Ocean will thrive there. And I think the whole family will be happy to be sending Ocean there. Should she get in, please put a good word in for me.
I already did.
And Summer Moon, because I can't separate them.
No, I know. And so, well, first of all, I called her yesterday. And you know there's like a major waiting list there.
Yes,
what
I know.
Is so competitive? Like, what are the kids
and
who
like
are
one? Why is there not enough schools? Kinetic Sand. Like,
there's not enough schools.
What is happening? Kinetic Sand.
We should open a preschool.
No,
that's
for
what we
real.
Should do.
Yeah, I think we can make
jump
real,
babies,
real, real money, real money.
Yeah,
because I think honestly, I think it's like $2,000 a month. Are you guys aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Oh, okay, good. It's expensive. It's expensive.
Actually, the other one that I was looking at was a tad more expensive. So when they stated how much this would be, I was like, oh, this one's a little less expensive.
What are you getting for that much a month? I literally am asking, what are you getting? What is your baby who is one getting?
You get to punt them to someone else and have someone else.
Great, okay, great teachers.
That's very true.
Yes. They,
very hands-on.
I loved the curriculum. It was...
The playground looks so fun.
And honestly, selfishly, I loved the parents too.
The parents.
That's important.
It's more of your vibe. It's like a lot of entertainment people, artists. It's not like the other school we were at was like doctors and finance guys.
Boring.
And we have those too, but it feels a little bit more diverse.
Totally.
And, you know, I'm all about diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
No, and, you know, that was a big question for me yesterday. Because this woman...
Yeah, because you're into black dudes, too. Same.
But she was like, and the kids do, in the three-year-old program, they put together, like, a family mat. And it was, like, this mat that they eat on or whatever, and there's, like, family photos. And she's showing us, and I'm like, all these families look very normal. Now, 50% of relationships... kind of go to shit, right? And separate households. However, the kids usually a little bit older than three. You know, I feel like the parents kind of really try to stick it out a little bit longer until the kids maybe like not three. But I asked her, is this where my kid comes and is like, wait a minute, why does no one else have to get bounced back and forth? Like, why do I have to do this bouncing back and forth thing? So even though it's not like abnormal, looking at the mats with all these like normal looking families, I was like, is Ocean going to come here and feel bad?
No, she won't.
The woman made me feel really good about it.
Okay, so when you get in.
Yeah.
And so I called her yesterday and I said, my two friends were there. She's like, I know who they are. And she's
oh, we were dropping the name.
Yeah. And she goes, I'm like, you have to get them in. You have to get them in. She's like, I think I can make it work.
Oh my God.
So that's amazing if that happens.
Yes.
Which means that Uncle Jeff's going to have to make a donation probably.
Yay, Uncle Jeff. We love having a rich uncle.
But what I will say, this is what I love about this school. I want Ocean to go. And when I called yesterday, I said, she's like, how's Monroe? How is, you know, X, the school she goes to? They were so hands-on with finding the next school for them. She said to me, we applied to like three different schools, and she said, Jeff, I know your daughter. I've had the pleasure of you know, working with her for 3 years. She's like, this is the school for her. I know the kids. I know the parents. I know the... And she was 150% correct. Meaning, so this is what's important. They're invested in your daughter.
Okay.
So you can't go anywhere else. You have to go there.
No, I have to go there. I fell in love. And here's the thing. Even when I go into shop, like, I'm not a browser. I'm like, I go in and I know exactly what I want. And if it's not there, I scan and I'm out. That's how I felt about this school. She was funny about you. When we name dropped, she was like, imagine me trying to fit Jeff Lewis into private school. It was not easy. It was not easy.
It's true.
Finding the fit.
It's true, because we got kicked out of the last one, and it was very public.
Oh,
and so no.
No
one wanted to touch us.
Because of you?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
Because I talked about it on the radio. I said some negative things about the school on the radio.
I remember that.
Oh, God.
And so they kicked her out.
Okay.
So then, you know, there was this, like... cloud, like this gloom cloud over me, and nobody wanted to touch me, but they let me in.
Yeah.
So there is, I'm going to warn you.
Okay.
There's one administrator who's a little prickly.
Okay.
But just know that she's not teaching your kid.
Okay.
And that you've got to always get along with her because she has a lot of power. So it was.
Is this one you referred to as Pretty?
Yes. All I did was in an email, I said, thanks, Pretty. And then she scolded me that I'm not, you know.
Allowed.
Is she pretty?
That's actually very good to know, because I call everyone my love.
Don't do that. She does not.
That's
not into
not
that.
Your love.
No, my love is different than pretty, though. Pretty is like, you don't.
I thought she was pretty. I thought it was a nice. I thought it was a nice compliment.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-mm. Great to know. So, like, thank you, Mrs.
Yeah.
Not thank you, my love.
Yes.
Just say thanks, bitch.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.